good places to go, and I'd love to be overseas right now doing work.
So you find, now why would that, there's they don't have the money problem that we have here in Toronto?
Well, they have a lot of slack overseas, you see. I mean, you know all about Amsterdam. You know, you can go select this and select that. It's a really nice place. There's squatting. The cops don't carry guns. It's a pretty congenial place to be, and it's relatively cheap, you know, for meals and things like that.
What will happen when they have their 1992 stuff come in? Will it become like
I don't know. Hopefully not. They ask you, if you look like you come from North America, they'll ask you if you're an American. Yeah. Now, if you're smart, you'll say, no, I'm a Canadian.
Yeah.
Especially if you are a Canadian. Why would you lie and say you're a Yank? Forget it. They generally... I lived in West Germany for 3 years, and I got more rides by wearing a Canadian badge on my jean jacket. I always had a place to stay. I always had a full stomach, and people treated me really well.
But we know better about Canada.
Well,
is what you're saying.
Yeah, you see, it's a glossy image. It's a sound bite. It's an image bite. It's repression.
Thanks
to
Trudeau.
Actually, he did some good things. He was pretty sympathetic to a lot of things that I'm sympathetic to. I think
because he was educated in Paris, maybe.
Well, he was a worldly guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's seen a lot.
Like
Mulroney, I mean. Well, Gorbachev, he's a big fan of McLuhan.
Yeah, he's worldly. No, he traveled a lot, you know, before he had his work to do.
Yeah, and he understands the concept of travel. He understands the repercussions on the body and the psyche that travel has, and the effect that travel has on people that you encounter.
So there's something different here in Canada since Mulroney came in.
Extreme safety, a lot of repression. A lot of beer commercials, a lot of fashion merchandising, a lot of really ambiguous decor art. And crap like that, which people are lapping up. Like, on one end of the scale, you have Bateman's. Bateman prints. Trish Romance. Bateman's. And that's what people have in their living rooms. And now it's stuff like, I won't name names, but little decorations. It's not art. It's illustration. It's
hors d'oeuvres.
Decoration. It's hors d'oeuvres. It's
garni du jour.
It's dental floss, you know?
Yeah, now, Andy Fabo, I read a quote in him, and he said...
Fabo.
He said that criticism, cultural criticism in the 80s is what poetry was in the beatnik period. Do you agree with that, this cultural theoretical fascination?
No, because everyone's doing it.
Okay, yeah.
Everyone wants to be a critic and a curator. Because if you're a curator...
Well, that's Tom Wolfe.
Especially Andy. Yeah,
that's Tom Wolfe's.
He's right in there.
Yeah, that's Tom Wolfe's idea, the painted word.
Yeah.
The idea of the theory and the artist is the prop around the theory.
Yeah.
And he wrote that 15 years ago.
Well, that's the thing. Fabo's got this traveling show around Canada called The Technologies of the Self.
Yeah.
He's about 50 years too late as far as I'm concerned.
I mean
that
Martin
issue.
McClone.
Yeah, and he... The thing is that people think that it's a new idea, satellite
well,
and stuff like that.
No,
and
that's a lot of retrieval stuff. See,
well, that's the problem. It's a big
retrieval.
Banana step backwards in time, don't you think?
Only if you don't understand the ground and why these retrievals are happening.
Right.
And the next generation is going to retrieve something whenever and try to hoik it up. And they're hypocritical if they don't admit it's a retrieval.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And now it's 60s.
Yeah.
It's the 60s. Can you excuse me for a second? Well, I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
It's okay. You're on.
Am I?
Hey, you like that movie Strip?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out. It looks like an elastic band.
Yeah. What would it look if you stretched it out, right? Continue about your life.
My life?
Yeah, I don't want to interfere here. I'm just, the cultural criticism, is that involved in music or is that just the art scene, the painting scene, the installation sculpture is... Are there theater, are the cultural critics in music? There's not much of that, is there?
In Toronto?
Yeah.
There's none.
No.
There's absolutely nothing.
Is there any cultural criticism, intellectual, left hemisphere conceptualizing about music like there is in the painting world?
In Toronto?
Anywhere.
In
a music.
That's a hard one, because I think there is, but not in Canada.
Well, where is it? It's pretty not known, is it? So it's not the painted notes.
We can really run away with that one.
Good writing is rare, and there's a lot of vicious criticism, I think.
Somebody's slagging. It's very easy to criticize another person. It's very hard to give praise to somebody.
I think.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right now, it's
somebody, especially somebody that you don't know.
Yeah, I think I'm one of the few people that can evoke praise by being on the radio. That's probably one of the benefits of my show, is that I can bring out the love in people. You know,
vicious praise.
Yeah, vicious praise.
Praise.
Yeah, so I would wave my flag on that matter, that I do allow people to praise me. I mean, it does come out naturally.
No, that's okay. I've been praising you for ever since I met you.
So. But yeah, you're right though that it is hard to praise someone else.
I think so.
In this situation, what do you think of the fact that everybody's doing benefits? Every institution, all levels of society, do run themselves on benefits. I mean, there's probably 5 benefits going on right now in Toronto, and all levels of institutions. Do you know what I mean? This benefit stuff is amazing.
Okay, well, what do you say?
It's matching dollar for dollar. It's if you can raise $5, then the government will give you another $5 or something.
Yeah, it's a new form of taxation. That's what it is, isn't
well,
it?
Well, yes, it is.
Because everybody's saving, or supposedly, if they've got any money. So it's taxation.
Yeah, it is a form of taxation.
Yes.
And it's a form of publicity for the people that like to be in on all of the benefits. And you see the same names crop up all the time. I think there's a guy that designed some of your logos around here. And I see him all over the place. He's wormed his way in all sorts of little places. And then he had to deal with this garbage art farm in Collingwood with the King of Queen Street lying on his back eating meat.
Not meat.
Oh, he was eating raw meat. No, it wasn't. He was probably cooked. Gobs and gobs. His meat.
Okay, now are you criticizing him?
I won't criticize the man. I'll criticize his ideas.
Right,
I don't
now.
Think there's anything wrong with criticizing a person's ideas.
Oh, I see. So you were saying earlier people are criticizing people personally.
Yep. There's a lot of viciousness. I'm reading, there's an article in Parachute where Philip Monk just tears apart one of our great Canadian painters, Greg Curnow. I like Greg because he plays good music. He's in the spasm band. I guess I have to. I have just this is on hearsay, but he's apparently attacking Curnow's idea of nationalism, and Curnow's a staunch nationalist. He's a real Canadian guy, and I guess him and Monk. What's this? Yes.
Retrieval.
Way to go, Mike.
The world grinds to a halt, remembering.
Great.
Oh God.
Did he get frightened?
I don't know where he's going.
Something happened to the retrieval factory. People, one of the musicians of X Niagara just left the room in a panic, and we don't know why. And Kate, his friend, is here sort of holding the fort. Yeah, acoustic fort.
No, it's late. I've only got a few minutes left on the show.
Oh,
so.
Okay. We're finished almost.
Maybe we should wrap things up, seeing as Tim has left.
No, Tim wants to go on. You see, it's addictive being on the air, isn't it? It's addictive.
Yes, I'm running back and forth trying to find my past.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I found my past wasn't being recorded after all. We didn't get it all. We didn't get it. That's okay. It exists out there anyway.
Yeah. You got
in the collective memories of us all.
Your memories.
Well, that's retrieval. Stuff like that. Well, that's a lot of
retrieval stuff.
Yeah, retrieval.
That's clever.
Then why is it happening now in this city? Why are people so concerned about their clothing and what kind of beer they're drinking and what kind of music they're listening to?
Well, I can answer that easily, but you go.
Is it strictly a ploy by evil old men and women to merchandise and enslave the young target market group? Would you say so? So it's a plot, and all you poor people out there that think that Kurt Swinghammer is where it's at, you're all being duped. Because it's
duped out of a lot of cash.
You're being duped out of money, and you should. I'm not promoting myself. I'm just saying you should be challenged by things a little more substantial that have ideas behind them.
Yeah.
Rather than a guy that sings about his dink all the time.
Yeah. You mean this in person?
Kurt and his wild dink.
You mean this?
No, it's what Kurt and his funny dink.
Oh yeah, right. But it's painted. Yeah.
And his funny painted dink.
But you mean it's him personally? I mean, you know, you
no,
can relate to
him. No, I
mean,
privately, I've never met the man.
Yeah, but you're just
I'm sure if I did,
interpreting his work, and that's what you. It is an honest response to his work.
Yeah. I found it to be an obvious conclusion.
Oh, God. That's a mistake, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Mike.
You're on.
Isn't he got a curious face? It's just looking at it, so ambiguous.
Oh, he's thinking.
He's creating. Oh,
there we are. I think this is a piece that we did in May. Is that, yeah, May 14th. Pardon me? No. I've given a couple copies around. Yeah, that was. We did this recording about a week before we moved out of Fraser for good. And out of Toronto for good. Yeah.
So you guys sound like interesting people. I think I might come and.
We're okay. We're not pretentious and we're not precious and polite and all of that. And I hope we come across as being legitimate because we're not. We're doing it because we have to, and we do the sound thing because we like doing it, and we all do our own separate things aside from it as well.
Yeah, for all mobility. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's good to have slack and freedom. Freedom to choose, and that means everyone out there listening, you all have the freedom to choose as well what you like and what you dislike. And don't be corralled into drinking Black Label beer or Red Baron beer or a guy with a painted dick telling you you should buy his tapes.
Okay, well, on that note, listeners, maybe we should wrap up.
Let's wrap that painted dick right up. I'm sorry.
Please address all your letters to the CRTC.
Yeah. Oh, we should give out our mailing address. Okay, we have two mailing addresses. If you're in Toronto and want to get a hold of us, Box 572, Station C, Hogtown, M6J, I'm sorry, 3P6. And if you want to get a hold of us in terms of getting recorded material from us or a catalog, you can write to us care of Box 13, Flesherton, Ontario, NOC 1EO, and all letters, all kind of inquiries will be addressed by us in kind. No, we can't ignore.
Okay. Well, looking forward to tomorrow night, nonetheless.
Yeah, we are too. It should be interesting.
A whole night to yourselves at the music gallery. An opening night. Things start at 8 o'clock, and they're pretty punctual there at the music gallery, aren't they? They
like to start. If it's a Thursday, we may start at 5 after 8.
Well, okay, if you want to be a rebel, Tim, that's fine.
Can we get away with that?
We'll have to make some calls, but I'm sure we can work on something.
Okay, all right, okay.
Thank you for coming down so late and talking tonight.
Our pleasure.
I look forward to tomorrow night. The music gallery tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. What was Niagara and what may still be Niagara until, I guess, 2 weeks ago.
Midnight tomorrow.
Same people, just a different name.
Call before midnight tomorrow. Get
Matt
yours.
Show. We're showing the Rocky Horror Picture Show as well. Catherine Carmichael, Tim Howe, Harold Klunder, Kate Wilson. Thank you, Kate and Tim, for coming down tonight. And have a good week. You too.
You, and you alone, have the power to be the master of your own thoughts and actions. Through the power of positive suggestion, you can direct your life, and you can receive from life anything you desire. As a sincere and intelligent person, you can show others the way to gracious living, the way to better living, through genuine praise and appreciation. You can feed the hunger of others for recognition with your truthful consideration of their needs, your spoken approval of their actions. You, and you alone, have the power to do a great deal of good for others, to accomplish good for yourself. Rewards of appreciation, material and spiritual, will come to you when you give of yourself to others. You have unselfishly decided to give praise to others, praise to magnify their self-respect. You have accepted the truth of the constructive good of praise, just as you would have others find the good in you. You will seek the good in them. This will become your avid, sincere desire, a positive habit of your nature. You will look first for the better side of another's character, searching, searching, always searching for the things you want others to find in you. A dynamic power for good is becoming active in your life. You now have the ability through praise to enrich the lives of others, the ability to help them grow, the ability to rid them of fear and apprehension. Through positive suggestion, you have the power to change your world and to help others to change theirs to a happier and better world. Everyone needs your approval, needs your encouragement, especially those whose love you treasure most. You will strive to always let them know that you sincerely appreciate the things they do. You will tell them. You will not withhold the gracious words they yearn to hear. You will tell them. You will seize every opportunity to tell others that you do recognize their desire to please you or perform for you. Their love, taken into your heart, will glorify your own. You will find contentment, satisfaction, and peace of mind. Repeat and repeat these positive affirmations to yourself, and they will become the motivating force of your daily life. You will do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Norman Skolnick, Citizens Committee to Clean Up the Courts, 9800 Oglesby. The Federal Reserve is trying to head off a money panic. Here are the details. On Friday the 13th, cracks became visible in the U.S. stock markets and the credit markets. Fearing a crash, the Federal Reserve intervened on the following Monday. In a virtually unprecedented move, the Fed rigged the Dow Jones Industrials Average, which, after all, is only 30 stocks. It is overpublicized by the press. The Fed does not have the assets to prop up the entire market, but wanted to avoid a dramatic drop by using the Dow Jones fakery. The Fed intended to let the markets go down more slowly. A crash would throw us off the cliff into a depression and social disorder. Unlike 1929, the U.S. paper money is not backed by anything, not silver, not gold, nothing. And it cannot be rightfully called the United States dollar, since they are now only Federal Reserve notes issued and circulated by a private central bank with a conspiratorial past history. As a test, a Federal Reserve governor recently suggested the Soviet ruble be backed by gold. After all, they are the world's second largest producer of the precious metal. The excuse? It would help East-West trade. On the other hand, our paper money is too far gone to hook it entirely to gold. Already printed, awaiting a crisis, are new two-color Federal Reserve notes with a metal thread. Ordinary folks would have a hard time leaving the country with a lot of the new cash. Metal detectors would set off alarms at the airport departure gates. Money laundry experts can wire their book entries to an offshore bank. The press fakers never tell the links between the big bankers and the drug kingpins and the corrupt top bureaucrats in Washington. By the way, our foreign trading partners, part of the secretive Group of Seven, are the ones who demanded the U.S. Justice Department frame up and destroy commodity and currency traders and brokers in Chicago to stop the more or less independent pirates from speculating against the U.S. paper money. But all the king's horses and all the king's men cannot put the bogus U.S. dollar back together again. We are facing a money panic. Somewhere down the road is a run on the dollar. All the rigging and tinkering cannot stop the upcoming crash of the stock and credit markets to be followed by a general collapse of banks and real estate. More cracks are visible. The British Chancellor of the Exchequer has resigned in a ruckus in London. He's equivalent to our Secretary of the Treasury. He refused to go along with a dictatorial scheme to try to rig the markets on a global basis. So the markets in the U.S. and in Europe are facing imminent collapse. Eventually the same in Japan. The Federal Reserve is directing what the mass media can say, if anything, about how we are drifting into a smash-up. In Chicago, censorship is easy. The publisher of the Chicago Tribune and head of the parent Tribune Company, Stanton R. Cook, has until recently been chairman of the Federal Reserve District Bank here. They work their secret arrangements at the Chicago Club, forbidden ever to be mentioned. Riddled with blackmail plots and contradictions, President Bush is powerless to head off the financial collapse. For example, Panama's Noriega could not be assassinated. Why? His demise would cause the release of films showing Bush's circle of friends in sexual capers at Noriega's estate. The blackmail of Bush by Iran is in the book October Surprise by Barbara Honegger. Playing again, where the super rich meet for their secret meetings in Chicago, 731-1505.
And you can call 534-6311 backward and forward at the same time. A passionate intensity. Total integrity. Very neat.
Neat.
the electronic brain dreamlike, you know, a secret message, which is in fact that part of themselves. It was a hot night here too, beginning and ending. This has been Radio Music Gallery, with decidedly different, but indistinguishable. The show is always the same. Scary thought. So there you go. Radio Music Gallery, every Wednesday night at 11 o'clock on CKLN.
CKLN.
Bob? Tell me, that article of Marshall McLuhan's called The Eigenbite About Lid has always been one of...